Everyone, we are on Simon Nun Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Kaf Hey over here. We're in this long Ramah, and we are discussing over here on page 168 different dinim about the chazan. We discussed the chazan is not allowed to wear disgusting clothing. Okay, and you can even take it down from being the chazan. If he's the chazan, he's not allowed to wear disgusting clothing. The Mishnah Berurah even points out over here that similar to Talmud Chacham, he's not supposed to ever walk around with dirty clothing. So to the chazan, he's representing the tzibor. If he's the tzibor kavu, he should also not walk around with dirty clothing. Then we discussed a couple very lomaisa dinim about the shliat zira menabel piv and his mirani mishirei nachrim, someone who unfortunately is not speaking appropriately. He curses, he speaks about inappropriate lewd things. Those are things that people are not allowed to do. The shliat zira can use his mouth for discussing things, and he's going to be the representative of your tzibur. That's what you're going to want? Obviously not. Speaks lashon hara, he's a baal lashon hara. Things like this should not be the shliach tzibur kavua. And also the music that he sings, if he's chas v'shalom singing music, that is shiri avodah zara, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out over here, shiri avodah zara. He is not allowed to sing. Obviously, it's going to include any music with also bad lyrics. It will be the same thing, okay? That's both of them together. Disgusting music with disgusting words is also going to be someone who's not allowed to be the chas. So if he's listening to disgusting music, that's what he listens to, he's not allowed to be the chazan. He's learning menabel piv. That is not someone who should be the shliach of the tzibur, but for sure Christmas carols and things like this would also fall under this category. Then we discuss the controversial din of, it's not really so controversial, it's the first Rambam, as we saw, we looked up the Rambam yesterday after Shir, and it's the Farish in the Rambam over there. It's one of the things, we learn a lot of things about Los Echanim, from the pasuk of Los Echanim, you're not allowed to sell land to Goyim here in Eretz Yisrael. Let's also learn from Lo Sechanim. One of the things is, Lo Sechanim, you're not allowed to freely give them compliments. You don't give compliments to the Goyim. Once again, as I said yesterday, I spoke about it with Marina Rabin Rav Nevensal today after Shachris. I spoke a little bit about it, about this, that this is only, once again, only if you're not benefiting from it. Obviously, if it's an employee or whatever you're doing, you're getting a benefit from the compliment, then it's going to be 100% mutter. Another thing that comes up, which is, I guess, very lomaisa, is if you're trying to tell someone how to, there's a specific guy who's, I don't know, he's a good doctor, or he's a good musician, you want to tell your friend about it for his benefit, then you would be allowed to compliment this specific musician, this specific doctor, the specific whatever it is, there's a guy. Nevertheless, you'd be allowed to give him a compliment because you're benefiting from the compliment. What the issue here is, just stop. Just flattering Goyim, talking about Goyim in a very positive note, that's what's going to, we're afraid then you're going to learn from their Maasim. I would say, the whole thing over here is the Rambam writes affairs. The whole reason is that we don't talk positive about the Goyim, we're going to want to be close to them and hang out with them and things like this. That's where the problem exists. Therefore, what probably included in this is those who very much look up to athletes and put their pictures on the walls and stuff like that. You're saying, this is what I want to be. That is the goofo, what we're trying to stay away from. That is what we don't like. Once again, let's say you have very, very low mice nowadays, because we live in a generation where you need these things. People use sports mashalim, and they'll use, let's say, Michael Jordan as an example of something that you're trying to bring out in a Torah value. Okay, it's a little bit strange, but that's what people do. That would also be mutter, because once again, you're using it as for a benefit. There's a benefit of why you're giving out this compliment and discussing about his work ethic or whatever it might be. That is going to be mutter under this din. But stop to give a comment, I like this, this is the best singer ever, for no reason, then that is going to be the isser of Lo Sechanim, as we discussed last time. Okay, now let's move on in the Ramah. The last line of the Ramah says the following: Shliat Tzibur Shehizkin V'rotzel Amenas B'no L'Sayu L'Frakim. Shliat Tzibur who gets old and he wants to appoint his son to replace him, but Prakim, like we said earlier, sometimes he's still going to be the Shliat Tzibur Kavua, the father, but nevertheless, he gets a little tired, his voice is a little tired to do it all the time. Therefore, he wants to have his son take his place. So what's the din over here? Does he get the choice to do this? Aval pisha ain't kol b'no ariv kikolo, even though his son's voice is not as good as the father's voice. Imamali mekoma b'shar dvarim. But he's basically a good chazan and all the other things. He knows what the words mean. He knows basically what's going on. B'no kodim l'chol adam, his son is going to be before any other person. V'ein atzibur yecholim l'chol limchos b'yado, and the tzibur is not allowed to protest against him. Obviously, the son's voice is terrible, and he does not, Mali Makomi doesn't know the words to say that, then he would not allow it. But if it's not true, he is basically can fill his place. He could appoint him as the temporary fill-in when the father cannot be the chazan. Very interesting. Like, you pick up a lot of new things every time you do chazaras and things like this. Very interesting. I never zoned in on this, but the Mishnah Berurah over here at the end. Sorry, we'll get there. Sorry, we'll get there at the end of the next sif. But one couple of things over here. The Mishnah Berurah over here talks about, so we see over here, Chazanes, the Shliach Tzibur, is Yorish B'Yerusha somewhat. He could appoint his son to fulfill his spot to be Mimali Mekom. What about by Rosh Yeshivas? What about by the Rav of the city? Does that go be Yerusha also? The Mishnah Berurah over here brings down a Machlokas. By the way, it's discussed in Rashi. Where do we see this discussion in Rashi? Rashi by Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Sefer Devarim, the discussion over there. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his children to take over for them. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, not so fast. We have Yoshua. Yoshua is the Ma'am Makamo. I choose Yoshua. So the discussion over there, there's two sides over there. Do we really say that they really were supposed to just? Happens to be this is a Yotzei Min HaKlal because Yoshua was so good. And Yoshua was the one that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And Kadosh Baruch Hu chose him, so he has no Machla. But in reality, generally, it would be Yerusha. Or do we say no? We see over there the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu said no to Moshe Rabbeinu. We see that Rosh Yeshiva, the Nasi, the leader, that's not the Yerusha Bichla. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he brings out 2 days over here. Luadin, Bichola Menuin Gan came but no called him. All things that you appoint children, the children really come to take the spot of their father if they were appointed. Vafil Yeshachem Gedoli Mimenu. Even if there's people greater than them, came in Shuma Mali Makum Avosov, since he can fulfill the shoes of his father, they come first. Then it says over Yeshorim Dibachachum Munal Harbit Torah, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rav of the city, whatever it is, the point of Harbit Torah, Oladun, Lo Amrin and Shabbanei and Karim over here, Torah is not Yorish B'Yerusha. Torah does not go like this. But Echazin, okay, Echazin, so you'll have his son. But Torah, that's not Yorish B'Yerusha, B'Yesh Cholkin. And there are those who are Cholik, and he sent you to a couple places. I have Magan Avruk, that's his Agdolo, but also Tamin, Ubechuvas Chasim Sover, Chelik Orachaim, Simin Yud Gimel. The Chasim Sover, there in Yud Gimel, why is very, very interesting. The Chasim Sofer, I'll tell you why historically it's very, because when the Chasim Sofer was Nifter, there was a tremendous machlokas in amongst the community who should take over, because his son, the famous Ksav Sofer, was the one that many felt they should take over. But there was other strong Balabatim who did not want the Ksav Sofer, whatever political reasons, and they would not let him come in, and whatever. There was, I believe, if I remember correctly, the Maisa goes that the family of the Ksav Sofer, I don't know if the Ksav Sofer himself, they refused to bury the Chasim Sofer until the Ksav Sofer was appointed to be the Rav of the city. It's interesting to know because the Chasim Sofer in that tshuva is not so fond of this idea of a child necessarily taking over automatically. Obviously, over here it's different. The Ksav Sofer was a tremendous Gaon Olam. He wrote his own Shilas and Tshuvas himself. The Ksav Sofer is very famous, and obviously he was able to be Mali Makoma. I don't know who his contendant was. Who was the other possibility historically? Who that was? But the Ksav Sofer ended up taking over the position in the end of the day. So you do see a Machlokas over here. It's also Lemaisa here in the old city itself. You know, Ruch Hizkiyahu took over for Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevin. So obviously Ruch Hizkiyahu himself is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he's going to be Bezrat Hashem. He's still Baruch Hashem. Moreno Rabbeinu is still partially still considered the chief rabbi, but they're co-chief rabbis. And so therefore Ruch Hizkiyahu, and obviously in our yeshivas also, we'll see what's going to be with the Mali Makomo in the future, Bezrat Hashem, over here in terms of this, someone could be Mali Makomo or not. So that is what over here in Sivkot and Pei Gimel, whether Torah is Yorish B'Yerusha, very, very interesting machlokas that comes out over here. Sif Kaf Vav. Kal Shenagul L'manos Anashim Al Tzarchei Hatzibur Lizman. Kal, that is Nohei, to point people for a certain amount of time. The minhag of this congregation is that when you appoint a chazen, or you appoint a gabbai tzedakah, or you appoint whoever it might be, the shemashim, they do it for a certain amount of time. They get a 5-year deal. The president shows it for 2 years. Like many shows, the president is not a president forever. Presidency lasts for 2 years, 4 years, whatever it is, and then it stops automatically. Why do they do that? In order to get out of these problems of Sif Kafei that we just saw over here, of children automatically being yoris. There's no such thing. They don't want to have to be forced to keep a chazen, or the chazen's voice gets bad after he had an amazing voice when he was 20, 30, maybe 40. But when he's 60, 70, his voice starts to go. They don't want to have to keep the same chazen forever. So they appoint, they have a certain amount of times where people have minuyim. Okay, when the time comes, those people leave after this term, and then some other people come in. Bain lechazen, bain lekupa chil tzedakah, whether it's the chazen or the gabbai tzedakah. Bein l'shar minim or any other appointments of the shul hatzrichen letzior that the tzibur needs. Bein shenotnim lehem schar, whether they get paid for it, bein sheinenotnim or they don't get paid for it. Afilu lokavu lehem zman, even if in this case they didn't say, oh, by the way, this is only for 4 years, but it's a known thing the presidency is only for 4 years, the gabei tzaki is only for 10 years, whatever it might be. Stomen kibei rushin, you don't even have to say it, since this is the minug of the shul, that is stam the way it is. Miacha shenagu kach, because this was the minug of the congregation, and therefore that is going to be lachlasa, and that's how many congregations get around. A lot of the problems over here in Siman and Gimel of having people who are not appropriate to be the things, they're done. Their term ends at a specific after a specific amount of time, so you don't have to worry about taking people down and all the lachas that go on over here. And the Ramah ends off the sin and he says, Yesh mi shekot. Tishleach tzibor yipalu mitoch sefer amiyucha letzibor devadai nichtav lishmo. Some say the Shliach tzibor should make sure that he's davens out of a siddur. That's miyuchad for the siddur. For the tzibor. Why? Because it's vaday nechtav lishmo. It's for sure nechtav. What does it mean, nechtav lishmo? So you can imagine. Already the time of the Ramah you see over here, but also as the generations went on, 100 years, 150 years, the people are printing siddurs. Not such from Sidurim, okay? People started changing things. I open orthodoxy and things like this, okay? People start changing the Siddur, okay? The Chazan get up there, he can't choose the Siddur that he wants to daven from. They want to make sure the Siddur was made in the correct way according to orthodox tradition, according to the way they not like the conservative and the reform and all these other things. Therefore, the Ramah says there should be a Siddur for the Shliach Tzibor. Now, that's why you see many congregations, they'll have one of those big Sidurim that they choose, and that's the Siddur of the Shliach Tzibor. Hey, Ramosha also writes, this is also a big problem 100 years, 150 years ago in America. People are printing siddurs on Shabbos. Okay, to use a siddur printed on Shabbos, Ramosha says, you can't use a siddur that's printed on Shabbos. How could you get a na from a locha that was done on Shabbos? So therefore, you have to make sure that you get the right siddurim from Yirei Shemayim, who know what they're doing, and know that they're printing the siddur according to the tradition that we've had for generations upon generations. That is what is going on over here. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, it's happens to be much less of a problem since, I'm saying less of a problem, there are many siddurim, unfortunately, that have been printed that are problematic, but the mainstream Orthodox shuls have all the same tefillah, kopeah, art scroll, the feldah, whatever it might be, those are the siddurim they find in the shuls. All those Orthodox siddurim are 100%, and since they're made by, from organizations, you don't have to worry that they were printed on Shabbos, they're obviously not working on Shabbos. So what I did want to point out before is the Mishnah Berurah over here, and the end of Sikkot Pei Zayin, very interesting. He says, what's the lashon of Chazan? Why is he called a Chazan? He says, Shliach Tzibor. He says, Kata Prima Gadim. First, he says, Kata Prima Gadim, three lines from the end of the Siman. Nachon Af Li Yachlid Pal Mitocha Siddur. Number one, it's Nachon for a Yachlid also to daven out of a Siddur, even if he knows about Peh. Kol Shekain Shliach Tzibor, Shema Tzibor Alav, Shi Pal Bifnim. Kol Shekain, even a Shliach Tzibor, you'll see that sometimes when you think you know about Peh, a Shliach Tzibor should daven out of a Siddur, because sometimes the Emas Tzibor, you definitely could daven Bal Peh, that's fine, but because of Emas Tzibor, you see they're Mabalbel, and they end up making mistakes. And also by Yachid, they say the Gra always daven out of Siddur, it's better for Kavana for many people. At the end of the day, if a person's going to have better Kavana without davening out of Siddur, he's allowed to daven without a Siddur, but there is an Inyan to even always daven out of the Siddur. And he says over here, Vikorin Shliach Tzibor, the reason the Shliach Tzibor is called Chazan, why is he called Chazan? Where does the Lashon of Chazan come from? Chazan, if you know what's the Lashon of Chazan? Like Chazon, Chazon Yishayahu, Chazon Avadi, which you learn in the Torah. What does it mean? Chazon is another name for a Navi. Navi shows you the Derech, shows you the Derech in the future. He says, Shetzarech Liros, Heich Yikra. The Chazan's job is to show you how to read and pronounce the words correctly. Therefore, he's called a Chazan. V'targum v'yar v'chazi, you can see and show. That is the Lashon of Chazan. That's why a Chazan is called a Chazan. Very interestingly, I don't know if I ever close call like this, but that is another nice, interesting thing that the Mishnah Berurah brings on. Ad Kan for Siman Nun Gimel. Bezrat Hashem will continue tomorrow.